Hundreds of people packed a gym in Bellevue last night to talk about what's next for undocumented immigrants. Many came with legal questions about how their lives could change under a new administration. President-elect Donald Trump has said he plans to ramp up deportations and roll back some protections for people who are here without legal status. KUOW's immigration reporter Liz Jones was at last night's meeting and joins us now. So, Liz, how did the conversation go last night?
Well, it was pretty emotional, got tearful at times. And just to kind of set the scene for you, this was about a few hundred Latinos, mostly in a gym, who were pretty afraid to come there. Community workers tried to keep it kind of on the down low about this meeting, just wanted to give them a safe space to come and talk. So it was a surprising turnout, I think, for them. People seemed really eager for advice about what can I do now to protect myself, to prepare in case deportations do start, in case I see that in my community. Officials really tried to reassure them that the schools will do all we can to protect you and your families. Police, we're not going to make immigration status an issue. It's not going to change. But there were people standing up in tears and asking, is it over? Is my life here over?
And there were lawyers there. What advice did they have?
Well, get a lawyer, for one. But they also stressed a couple points. You know, any interaction you have with Immigration and Customs Enforcement or ICE or any law enforcement, ask for an attorney. Step one, know your rights. Carry a phone number with you. And watch out for scams right now. Anytime there's changes in immigration law, you see people coming out trying to prey on vulnerable people. So they said to keep an eye out for that. Just be on the alert. Get your paperwork ready, your birth certificates, your passports, your school transcripts, things that you might need if you go back to your native country. Whether you do that voluntarily or you're forced to go, you want to have that paperwork ready because it's hard to do once you're out of the U.S. One really chilling message came from a school official who stood up to the crowd and said, parents, update your emergency contacts for your kids. If a parent doesn't show up, we need to know who to call. They said the room went quiet after she said that. It's a real kind of chilling message for parents. And they also stressed, if you can, make this person a U.S. citizen. They were going to have a lot more rights here, a lot more legal access, and an undocumented person would still be vulnerable for your child. They also stress getting the power of attorney for the same reason, so you can protect your children if a parent isn't at home. And then just be super legal. If you have a drink, don't drive. Don't use marijuana. That's still a federal crime.
And Trump has been changing his stance on deportation recently. Where does he stand right now?
Yeah, he has changed his position. At one point said, you know, we'll deport all 11 million undocumented. More recently, he's toned that down to we're going to start with people who have a criminal record and put an estimate of 2 to 3 million people, which is a high estimate. It's probably closer to under a million. But he's even made some hints that, you know, maybe we'll think about a path to legalization for some undocumented people who are here. But still more details to come on that.
And what do those numbers look like here in Washington state?
Yeah, well, in Washington state, about 250,000 people here are undocumented. That's about 5% of our workforce here. And about, on average, 2 kids in every classroom in schools have a parent who's undocumented.
Wow. You've been talking with undocumented folks since the election. How are people preparing for a Trump presidency?
Well, they're going to workshops like this, community meetings. They're asking city officials, what protections do I have? What can you do? What services should I turn to? The free legal clinics right now are overwhelmed. They're trying to add more quickly so people can get the resources that they need, that they're asking for. One person has told me she's applying for a business license. In case she loses her job, then at least she can be self-employed and find a way to stay here. People are looking into any kind of legal option they might have. Do they have a claim for citizenship, an asylum case, any visa option that they might be able to tap into? And also just trying to understand what's going to happen quickly and what's going to take more time. What are the real concerns? And just trying to find a balance. They don't want to live in fear, but what can they do to take control over the situation? What options do they have on the table right now?
Liz Jones, immigration reporter for KUOW. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Emily.
That community meeting was by the city of Bellevue and various legal groups. They plan to hold more meetings soon.